Welcome to the Daily Trojan Podcast for Friday, September 17th. I'm James Bianchi.
And I'm Kenny Legan. And we're here to preview the upcoming game between USC and Minnesota happening tomorrow in Minneapolis at 12 o'clock Pacific time, 2 o'clock local time. But to start out, we're going to talk about what USC needs to do and to improve on in order to assure they come back 3-0 to USC this week. So, James, what's one thing that you think they need to do in order to come out with this win?
I definitely think penalties is the first place. First thing we should talk about. Obviously, Trojans are averaging 12 penalties a game in the last two games. They've racked up 240 penalty yards. It's enough for the most in the nation. Most or second most?
No, they have the most penalty yards in the nation by far.
That's inexcusable for a top flight team that, you know, like USC.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially when Lane Kiffin has stressed discipline this entire offseason. During summer training, during fall training, fall practice, even after the Hawaii game, that's what he stressed the most. And we came out with even more penalties and more penalty yards against Virginia than we did against Hawaii. So Lane Kiffin, his approach this week has been to not talk about it, to take some pressure off of players by not addressing the issue of penalties. And I guess we'll see how that plays out.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing that's been USC's problem really the past 3-4 years under Pete Carroll, and now it seems it's apparent under Kiffin, has been our lack of discipline on the field. I mean, time and time again, you'd see that, you know, we'd have personal foul penalties, you know, needless penalties, and it was almost not really encouraged under Pete, but it wasn't discouraged either. Like, it would just be treated with a slap on the wrist. And you saw that in the Virginia game, two back-to-back penalties in a row last week when we were up 17-7 with just 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And Virginia seemed to be pinned in their own territory. But then Wes Horton had that horse collar tackle, 15 yards first down. Very next play, T.J. McDonald had a late hit out of bounds, another 15 yards. So we pretty much moved them into field goal range on our own accord.
Yeah, it's definitely been the timeliness of those penalties, too, that have made those so impactful. The touchdown pass to Ronald Johnson for 50-something yards against Virginia was called back, obviously, because of a holding call. And the fourth and two that we were set up with, because Virginia had, what exactly was it?
Yeah, we had
a kicker penalty.
Right, yeah, we had the fourth and seven.
The fourth and two that was set up for us that we converted on was also called back because of a holding call. So the issue has obviously been with the quantitatively the number of penalties, but at the same time, it's been, you know, doubled. The impact has been doubled because of the time that those penalties have been committed and how much they've called back in terms of scoring and advancement of the ball for the Trojans. So all in all, if Lane Kiffin, if he chooses not to address this issue, it's going to be addressed at some point if it doesn't change.
So, right. Yeah.
This technique that he's taking it's unusual. Hopefully it works obviously for him, but he's basically, you know, avoiding the inevitable by not talking about it now, because unless, you know, mysteriously the team just doesn't commit their average 12 penalties or anywhere close to that, this will get brought up next week, and it won't be enough to just not say anything about it then.
Yeah, I mean, and this is actually something that is a big difference between us and Minnesota. You know, Minnesota, we're, you know, last in the country pretty much in every penalty category. Minnesota's top 15. They average 33 penalty yards a game. We average 125 penalty yards a game. That's almost 100 yards more than Minnesota does. So if we want to come out with, you know, of this game with a win and comfortably, unlike the Virginia game where we let them hang around until the very end, we can't give up. We can't let them have 100 yards in penalties, which that would just be inexcusable. We'd pretty much be driving them right down the field for them.